This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight? Aha! Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
That's right, The Drive is live, and it is a beautiful day for you because it is a Texans Ticket Tuesday out here today. So coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, just like you heard on Payne and Pendergast, just like you heard on In the Loop, you will have an opportunity to win a pair of tickets in the bullpen coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. So make sure you are listening for that cue to call, and you call in and you can win tickets to an all-important game against the Denver Broncos at NRG coming up on Sunday. So a Texans Ticket Tuesday, a lot of tees today to get into. Here in a second, it is a Tape Drop Tuesday. We'll get to that as well. But it is that time on a Tuesday, home game coming up Sunday. You got a chance to win a pair of tickets. So stay tuned with us for that. Remember this, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So let's get started with a little football talk, Clint. It is a Tape Drop Tuesday, and You should have had a good time and watching this Tape Drop Tuesday, unless you got disgusted by the other team like you did with the Ravens a couple weeks ago. But this has got to be maybe the best film put on tape by the Texans all season.
Well, there's so much good by the Texans that we've got to try to figure out the best way to couch it so that it's consumable on radio, right? But yeah, there is. I mean, we can start there if you'd like. The defensive front for the 49ers it's not quite as bad as the Ravens, because the Ravens just didn't want to play. It's almost like they would just quit. I mean, at least the 49ers kept playing, but they were very easily blocked, I would say, up front. And the Texans had a field day with a group that just isn't very talented up front. Good luck. But for the betting folks out there with the 49ers moving forward, I don't know. I mean, I know they started out 5-2. I don't see this team being much down the stretch.
Yeah,
I just don't. I don't know how. I don't know how they make it make sense defensively. I mean, that's a rough. I mean, they'll be fine in terms of just putting a product out there, but that was not a 5-2 defense. That's for damn sure.
No. They we talked about it going into the game. That yeah, I don't know that they're as good as their record is.
Right.
They've had some games that could go a lot of ways, and this wasn't one where it's like, all right, they're 5-2 leading their division. Like this one may be a tough one. This felt different than Seattle.
Yeah.
You know, who was 5-2 as well when the Texans faced them.
Well, defensively, they don't have dudes, and they're just not very good. You know, you don't have that one or two guy that makes a difference, and then they're just not very good around them. So that's fair. I mean, that is a and I think most of us knew that this wasn't the most talented defensive front in football, but it was clear they left a lot to be desired. I don't know how Robert Saleh Kyle Shanahan watch that tape and go, "Yeah, we're gonna let's go win some game, boys."
Yeah,
I mean that's a tough watch right there. Especially living in that division they're living in with the Rams and the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, there are some things, and I think the way that I want to couch this, Ron, is you know, what did we see or what did I see that I feel like has a chance to transition to a better opponent, which is, I think this week, the Denver Broncos are going to be a better opponent. I think on both sides of the football, if we're being honest, after what we saw, they're going to be a better opponent. And I want to start with the quarterback. The improvement at the quarterback position, the improvement of C.J. Stroud was clear. Everybody's aware of that. But there's a couple of things that really stood out in the TV copy, as well as when I'm watching them on tape. It was even better than I thought. Like his command at the line of scrimmage, C.J.'s command at the line of scrimmage of pushing protection one way or the other, getting guys picking up pressures and getting the ball out opposite or you know, protecting yourself. CJ was tremendous. And it was a little bit, I'd like to see even more animation, to be honest with you. But he was pretty animated with the process, which is important because the center's down there with his hand on the ball, bent over, trying to look over his shoulder at what you got going on. You got to move your feet. You got to be loud. You got to use your hand signals. And it was CJ. It wasn't just once. I remember seeing it once or twice. It was several times throughout the game where CJ's commanding what the hell's going on at the line of scrimmage. I think that transitions, Ron. I think that transitions. Yeah. Now, this was a very vanilla defense. They didn't give a ton of different looks, and so it could be more difficult, and it will be more difficult moving forward to try to figure out which way to send them. But him being more, you know, animated and more in control at the line of scrimmage, I think was
never ever looked confused. He didn't understand what's going on.
The other thing is CJ staring down the barrel and delivering on that touchdown throw to Xavier Hutchinson. That's we talked last week about more about CJ than necessarily the offense or winning football. But CJ's the caliber quarterback that if he sits in there and he doesn't feel the rush and he just keeps his eyes downfield. And he should make two or three throws a game where he gets his jaw rocked as he's letting go of the ball. He's good enough to make those kind of plays. This is what I was talking about. This throw, the touchdown throw was, there's not many quarterbacks in the league making that throw. They're not getting it off because he needs so little space and can generate so much power with that real compact stroke that he has. A lot of guys can't get that ball off because their stroke is longer and it takes more time. A lot of guys can't get that ball off because they don't have the ability to push it down the field on a pinpoint like that and with that quick of a release. So him staring down the barrel, it was even better. That touchdown throw was even better than I expected. Film, yeah. I thought the other thing with CJ was it was clear he worked through progressions and knew exactly where his checkdowns were all day long.
Yeah, that was clear.
Yep. All day long. And there were even moments in the game where he eliminated half the field. Like, come to the line of scrimmage, and I know, hey, my read, my number one and number two in my progression over here to my left, but I'm getting a certain coverage, and the linebacker's buzzing that way right now. So I'm just going to, as soon as I snap the ball, boom, I'm just going to work right. I'm going to eliminate 1-2. I'm going to get to 3-4-5 and get the ball out quicker. He did that multiple times in this game. Now, was that a San Francisco thing, or was that a I'm more comfortable in Nick Caley's offense thing? I don't know, but he worked through progressions, and he eliminated half the field in his progression multiple times, and I thought that benefited. And again, these are all things that we saw in the 49ers game and should carry over into the Denver game, right? I think these are important things that we saw C.J. Stroud do that maybe aren't as dependent on the protection. Maybe it's not as dependent on everybody winning their battles up front or having the best scheme. If he can take this from one game to the next, I think it's going to be great. The other thing that CJ had a lot to do with, Ron, was, you know, they still don't do enough of it. I still am kind of baffled by the lack of snapping the ball with guys in motion. I'm not like I feel like Nick Caley.
You didn't see a lot of that. It felt like they did it. It seemed like Noel was a motion move guy a lot in the game.
Well, there's a difference between a motion and a move. There's a difference between a motion and a shift, and that's where I was going with it. You're right. I think one thing that was better this game that they didn't use enough of in the past, and CJ didn't time them up very well, is snapping the ball in motion. Like there's a couple of snaps where we're motioning to a stacked where as you said, Jalen Noel motion's over, and the second he gets behind, stacked right behind that receiver, you need to snap the football, because the whole point in stacking a formation is so them two DBs that are bracketing y'all don't have time to communicate. If you set up and let them communicate, let one of them shade outside, let one of them shade inside, and then they read the release, whoever goes outside one takes, whoever goes inside the other takes. Like, the whole point of that motion is to not let them communicate who's got who, and somebody bust free, right? And in the past, there's been times where I think CJ held the snap and screwed up the concept and hurt the offense and hurt him. I thought they were better several times in this game with, we're going to motion this guy, whoever it may be, and we want to snap the football with him stacked right behind another receiver or in the middle of a trip set, bunch set, so that they don't have time to decipher what the hell's going on. Is he going inside or is he going outside? Right? I thought they did that multiple times and used it, I guess it's more executed it cleanly, where in the past they didn't use it enough. And when they did, the timing was screwed up, and that's on CJ. So I think CJ was just significantly better in that department as well. And again, I think that's something that when you face other opponents, if you can execute those motions, even if they're short motions, if you can execute them with a sense of urgency and great timing, then you get the most juice out of that squeeze. If you screw it up and the guy's out there pausing and stuttering before you snap the ball, I mean, you might as well just line his ass up out there and let him you know, call the strength and play it. So I think that had a lot to do with CJ as well.
Yeah, the hope is, because to get to the point of what you're talking about from watching the tape, is some of this stuff, kind of like the Ravens game, was
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Opponent, you know, driven.
Yeah.
Right. But what things can you carry from the game?
Sure.
That you can do it against better opponents like Denver coming up with the front. Like, the front's going to be different. But my question is, and hope is, all right, can CJ and the cast do all of this under pressure?
Right. Well, I'll give you a perfect example. I don't know the answer to that question. We'll see on Sunday.
Yeah, we'll see.
But to me, like early on in this game, Braxton Berrios catches a drag route on a third down and kind of a little bit diving catch, maybe more of a falling catch. But CJ was able to avoid a little bit of pressure and lay it out there in front of him. Like, the way that was set up, I believe Braxton Berrios started in a little tight and went outside the formation and then came all the way back across the ball. Right. If we don't have guys, Ron, that can go out there, set their feet, let the defense adjust, and then we take off and we can run away from them. Like, Braxton Berrios not going to run away from anybody. But if that motion is timed up to where Braxton Berrios, he takes off outside with a sense of urgency. Now that DB's panicking a little bit, and then you snap the ball and he's got to change directions immediately. Now you've got a little bit. Now you've created some space. Now, by design, by formation, by short motion, you've created a little space, and it's not all reliant on Braxton Berrios outrunning somebody. So the way that thing is executed is the whole point is to get somebody that doesn't necessarily have the speed to run away from a defender to get that advantage, get that 1 or 2 yard advantage, and now you got him. Braxton Berrios is a guy that his advantage is it's twitch, it's change of direction. Well, if you take the change of direction away from him because you snapped the football late, now he's at a disadvantage. Now that DB can just chase him. So, you know, those kind of things are important. They're going to be even more important when you face a better opponent, which is definitely this week. So I think those are the handful of things, Ron, that had to do with the quarterback, improved quarterback play, that I believe are signs of them getting better, not just signs of them playing a bad opponent.
All right, what about, especially with the offense, because a lot of this is about the offense and their performance, and a bit surprised how easy they did it. They had some guys out like Nico and obviously Christian Kirk. What about outside of C.J. Stroud? What jumped out on the tape to you?
Well, if we're staying on the offensive side of the football, I'm becoming more and more convinced on a couple of guys. I know it's been rough, the overall product for several weeks of it's what we're sitting at 3-4. So I mean, I think all but two of the 5 weeks have been pretty rough. But I think Woody Marks is the real deal. Woody Marks has got a chance to be even better than expected. Jalen Noel is a guy that even the national media is going, I don't know what the hell took so long to get this guy on the field. I think he is real.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.